I'm Michael Hernandez. News time on All Things Considered is 6:45. 2017 was a year for hard questions about race, politics, and identity. We talked with some New Mexico residents to get their impressions of the social climate. Here's what they had to say.
My name is Troy Ward. I'm finishing law school, and I'm up here turning in my bar application for the New Mexico bar exam. I don't think they're more racially charged than they were. I think they're more negatively charged than they were before the election of Donald Trump. I mean, like, physical violence and people acting out these racist ideals and attitudes. I haven't seen anything personally. Of course, the media is full of racially charged violence. I think the two terms of Barack Obama scared white people. To put it bluntly, a certain segment of white people are reacting in this way to try to preserve whatever power they think they hold or that they're going to lose as America changes. I would like to see the current leadership in this country stop trying to charge things racially. You know, folks that aren't necessarily catering to this right-wing nationalistic stuff. I would like to see a lot more unity there. Get off your butts about the last election and do something positive.
John Peace, I do administration work in Albuquerque. I just think we're moving things back in the right direction. We destroyed things over the last 8 years, and we're correcting course and getting back where we need to be. By dividing people over the last 8 years, we've basically allowed ourselves, as far as government goes, to control people more in what they think and what they move forward doing. You know, I want to get back to the days where we're all considered Americans before the color of our skin, because really the color of our skin doesn't really matter when it comes down to things. We're all Americans. We're all here in this together. We should all be treating each other with respect, regardless of race, religion, all that stuff.
My name is Christina Manuelito, and I stay here in Albuquerque, but I'm originally from Tohatchi, New Mexico, which is on the Navajo Reservation.
I think a lot of it, with all the stuff that's going on and the natural disasters and the politics going on, I think we all want to have our separate corners, but I think it really just brings us all together. It's not us against the white people. We're all a different color. The reason why it's so much in the media now is because people want us to be separate and fight against each other, but it's not doing that. And that's going to come out. It's just we have more information at our hands, and people have that at their fingertips with our phones and computers, and we have more access. I think that's all that's different. As a tribal member, I think a lot of it goes over us. We're not involved in it. But now that I'm living in a city, yes, it does involve us. The homeless people just down the street, they're of all different colors. I could easily be there as well as they're there. You could be there as well as they're there. So we need to support each other and not try to step on each other to get to the top. That doesn't help anybody.
My name is Emil Sommerlad. I'm from Albuquerque. I am retired. Look at the election for mayor. Purely a racial thing, I feel, by that percentage of the population that felt that they had a vote the way they did. And the idiot that we've got for mayor now that wants to have a sanctuary city and all of the ilk that comes with sanctuary cities. It's getting to where families can't have an honest discussion about all that's going on without having very serious dialogue. You can't have a friendly discussion anymore. As growing up, I'm 75. And, you know, we could discuss politics. You know, my father was a Democrat, a Roosevelt Democrat during the Depression, and we had good discussions. Nowadays, you can't have that. You can't. It gets too riled up. If a white male says something, he's immediately anti-gay, anti-this, anti-that. You can't have just a plain opinion about something without being called prejudiced.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Reynolds. I'm a substitute teacher and a pet sitter, and I live in Corrales. Well, there's a lot of racial diversity here for certain compared to other states. I definitely have a hard time watching the news these days, so, or listening to it, so I just think that it's alienating. I think we just saw a group of people on the street on Paseo with a swastika, and it's alarming. I'm Jewish, so, you know, I don't feel, you know, at this point that it's the same kind of threat as it was in Europe. I think it might be more of a threat to people of color, but I really don't know for sure. But I think it's terrifying. You know, I have a lot of feelings about the idea that people don't deserve to be here. I feel You know, unless you're Native American, you're an immigrant. Your family immigrated at some point or another, and I think it's very hypocritical to say that immigrants shouldn't be welcome. All people have a right to be here and to be safe, so I see that as being threatened, and I'm deeply offended, and also as a white person feel I don't want to be clumped in to the people who behave that way either. I want to support, but I also don't want to be seen as a villain.
Those were New Mexico residents reflecting on the political climate in 2017.